Hello, my name is Dylan Duffus from the 1 Mile Away Film and Social Enterprise.
So tell us a bit about 1 Mile Away.
1 Mile Away is about me and a guy named Shaba from the Johnson side, and I come from the Burger Bar side of town, and we're trying to create peace in our community, and that is Birmingham.
So the film has been a long, hard process. Can you tell us a bit about how it all came about?
Well, it came about from Shaba giving Penny Wilcock a phone call after he got a pass, which he was about to get beat up, to tell the truth. But then somebody says, no, let him go. And he went home and had an epiphany and thought, why can't we just be living like that? So he gave Penny a phone call, somebody he met in 2007 when she was doing research for a film one day. And then Penny gave me a phone call and says, Dylan, somebody from the other side of town said, is there any chance that we can create peace or truth in your community? And me foolishly said yes.
So it's the film is about the journey, mm-hmm. the journey to create this ceasefire.
Yeah.
Tell us about how the journey has gone and how you've got through it.
Okay, it's been a long, hard road to tell the truth. There's been loads of ups and downs, but like I said, persistence. When I met Jonathan Powell, who helped broker the peace treaty in Northern Ireland, he says to me it's going to be a long, hard process, but you have to stick in there and keep pushing. And we've stuck with his words. But there's been a change in my community. Like I said, the violent crime in my community has dropped in 50% in the B6 and 30% in the B21. So there's definitely been a difference. So all the long, hard work has definitely been worth it.
So tell me about your relationship with Shaba. There's a bit in the film where you meet for the first time in a hotel room, and it's the first time two people from two sides of the postcode divide have come together. I found that bit really moving. Tell me how you felt.
At first, I was a bit apprehensive. I didn't know what to expect. I've never really been in that situation. I've never sat down with somebody from the other side of town talking about peace. I've never really sat down with somebody from the other side, point blank period. So for me to enter the room, I didn't know what to expect. It could have been a setup. It could have been anything. But I thought to myself, we got to try and do something for these kids coming up, because I don't want any of the kids to see the stuff or end up in the situations that my friends or that I've experienced. So it was an experience and a half, to tell the truth.
So tell me about your friendship with Shaba. Yes. How's that developed?
Now, Shaba has become more than a friendship. It's a bromance right now. You get me? That's my brethren, my homeboy, my brother. That is Shaba. That's how I see Shaba. He's my brother from another mother, to tell the truth.
I know. I think that's lovely. And we see how that friendship has gone. And really, you've been going along parallel lines, because you've both been trying to win around your own gangs and your own groups to create change.
Yeah.
So how have you kept each other going when times have been tough?
Like I said, we've kept each other motivated. When he's felt down, he's been a shoulder to lean on. And when I've felt down, when he's felt down, I've been that shoulder to lean on. Like I said, he's carried me. Like I said, if I've needed anything, he's been a phone call away. If he's needed anything, I've been a phone call away. It's like, we've been each other's support system. And that's true for the situation, because it's been a long, hard road. We started this thing in 2010. And now we're still at the beginning, basically, but we've just moved like a couple steps forward, but things have changed, so it's a long, hard road, and we've stuck it out together.
So, as you said earlier, you know, in your postcode areas, crime has gone down. Yeah. So tell us about your social enterprise and how you're trying to spread your message.
Okay, so we have a social enterprise, and at the moment we're doing a few programs. We've got school programs. That's two different school programs. One of them's less intense. It's more taking clips from the documentary, and we're talking to the kids about the attitude of the people that was in the documentary, the mentality, the lifestyle, and then it's kind of breaking down their beliefs and showing them a lot of the things that we believe in, a lot of things we aspire to is rubbish and foolishness. And then we've got another more intense program that it deals with self-awareness. Who are you as a person? What do you aspire to be? What do you want out of life, and how to gain them, kind of things. And then we've got another mentoring program where it's big brother, little brother, that we talk to the kids. We like I said, these are our little brothers. So we talk to these kids and we treat them like our little brothers. We're a phone call away from the 24 hours of the day. Do you understand? If they need us, we're there. And we mentor them and try and push them in the right direction. So one day of the week, we'll spend developing their schoolwork and homework and helping them out with like exams and stuff like that, and pushing them in the right direction. The next day, we'll set goals. And then the next day, we'll develop their hobbies, whatever they like. So we help them develop their hobbies and whatnot. So, yeah.
So you've got your social enterprise. Yeah. We wish you good luck with that. What would you say to people who haven't seen 1 Mile Away? What would you say to them? And also, where do you hope the film will go and the social enterprise will go? What do you want to achieve?
I hope it spreads throughout the whole of the UK, and I hope people that see the film, because like I said, these issues, this gangster spread like a plague throughout the whole of the UK, so these issues don't just affect us, it affects everybody, regardless what class of life you're in, these things affect you sooner or later. It's coming so close, like I said, these kids, it's no longer just to do bad kids, it's become culture in our country. This hoodie lifestyle, this gang mentality, this gangster lifestyle, it's become culture. So hopefully everybody takes a look and realizes, hold on, we need to do something about this because there is a big problem here.